In today's Leader Feeder, we're going to look at how you might cause inadvertent emotional injury to your team and how to avoid it.
I told you last Thursday that I needed this report for Monday. It's now Tuesday. What kind of shabby effort is that? How long did it take you to do that? You go home, you watch cartoons on TV. What are you watching? NASCAR? Why didn't you get that done? What's the problem with you? I hired you to get this job done, and look at this, it's now Tuesday. My boss is on my butt, and now I'm on your butt. So get it together and get this report done. I need it right away. I mean right away. No excuses. I want it tomorrow, and I want it on my desk, and I want it at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock sharp. I want that on my desk, 9 o'clock sharp. Do you hear me? 9 o'clock sharp tomorrow morning. No excuses. No cartoons for you tonight. No baseball on TV. No going down to the local ice cream shop to stuff your face with a cone. So get it together and get this report done. I need it right away. I mean right away.
So how do you avoid causing emotional injury to others? After 25 years in the business, I've noticed something that was always present, but mostly sitting in the background. It's how much emotion overrides logic. I noticed that people in workshops would share situations where they felt disrespected or belittled and how it impacted their ability to trust others. Some of those emotional injuries and scars were from personal experiences at home as a child, while others were inflicted in the workplace by the careless action of supervisors and managers. When people's feelings are hurt, it causes them to get defensive, sometimes lashing out at others aggressively or withdrawing from the workgroup and reducing their job performance. In this Leader Feeder, let's examine the concept of emotional injury and how the residue of those emotional encounters can impact people's behavior and attitude far into the future. Your goal as a leader is to look after the emotional well-being of your team in order to help them achieve high performance. Think of your actions in two ways. First, avoid causing emotional injury to your team, and second, help the team heal from any previous emotional injuries. So here are three tips on how to avoid causing emotional injury to others. Tip number one, maintain dignity and respect. As the leader, when you talk down to people, it can make people feel belittled. Talking down could happen in one of two ways. You could make deliberately disparaging comments like, "You're an idiot," or "Why do I feel like a glorified babysitter?" Or more likely, it'll come across in the tone you use. When your tone is condescending and belittling, it'll make the person feel inadequate. So avoid sounding like a kindergarten teacher talking to five-year-olds. Treat team members as peers and be conversational in your approach. Tip number two, avoid embarrassment in front of peers. When there's a performance or behavior problem in one of your team members, it's important to handle the situation with discretion and confidentiality. Peer pressure is a big deal, and you want the employee to change their behavior without being ridiculed by their coworkers. So have corrective conversations in private. It's even possible to cause an employee embarrassment by centering them out for praise in front of the group. Some employees love being praised in front of others, but most prefer the praise to be done privately. Tip number three, help people feel included and valued. When you ask team members for their input, it makes them feel more important. And keeping your team members in the loop by letting them know what's happening in the department or the company will help them feel part of the team. Avoid playing favorites as much as possible by spreading your time and attention across the workgroup and distributing work assignments fairly. Employees who have hurt feelings from emotional injury aren't able to perform to their full potential. In addition, emotional injuries cause people to be more defensive towards others, either passively, aggressively, or sometimes a combination of both. Once you or a fellow leader causes emotional hurt, the residue will impact results, employee engagement, and destroy trust. So make it a point to help your team feel respected and valued, and you'll get better performance and deep loyalty from your team. If you like the tips that you hear on Leader Feeder, you're going to want to visit us online and take advantage of our resources, including on-site training, our books and videos, or perhaps join our Facebook community. Hey, I want to give a shout out of thanks to the London Convention Center. Boy, is it a beautiful venue, and they've allowed us to shoot our Leader Feeder videos here today. But if you have any kind of training event or corporate organization, or maybe you're part of a national association, they have beautiful space here and very attentive staff to serve your needs. So London Convention Center, thank you for allowing us to shoot our videos today.